Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 67 of Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
Welcome indeed. WrinkledNotDead.com is where you can find all of our past podcasts. This is number 67. I wanted to say this time, because we never do, that of course we can be found on iTunes, at the iTunes store, but our publisher is Podomatic, a San Francisco company, and I have to say that they've given us great service for quite a long time now.
They sure have.
Uh-huh. We're actually using them for a couple other podcasts that we produce, so that's kind of fun, huh? We are in self-help on Podomatic, and we've been married for almost 34 years. What we do typically is radio and TV and writing and narration and live presentation. Anything to do with voice or production or performance, we're kind of excited about and do.
We have a company called Michael Bell Productions, michaelbellproductions.com. And that company, we've been in business together since 1989. And because things are changing and advertising is changing and the way you talk to people is changing.
Everything.
Yeah. We decided to start Wrinkled Not Dead.
Yeah,
so
I know. We've been doing great, too.
Moving in the right direction.
Having a lot of fun, and I hope that you're enjoying it. If you're a first-time listener, thanks very much indeed.
And can I ask you guys to share?
Oh, yeah.
If you see when on Facebook or wherever you see us post, on Instagram or whatever, can you just share that and also tell your friends and family? Because that's the way we can grow.
Well, that's right. That's another thing that we don't do. We have a Facebook. We're on Facebook. We have a page there. We also have a fan page on Facebook. And we're on Instagram. And we're on Twitter. So we're busy about this stuff.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this on the Facebook
the link that we gave you,
just share that. And that goes out to all your friends and
that's
family.
That's exactly what I wanted to get across. Thank you very much for putting it perfectly.
All right,
let me set the show up, because we have a very interesting topic this week. And we always start with a quote. Generally, you do this, but it was so funny. Speaking of Facebook, my Aunt Irene up in Canada posted this week, "One of my happiest childhood memories is not paying bills." Irene,
thank you
so much. And happiness is our major topic today. Excuse me, my voice has got a bit of a frog in it today. But you know, because I think I'm getting a summer cold.
Uh-oh, everybody's getting
Got it out there. Yeah. You know, but these germs are falling.
Well,
anyway,
we just thought we wanted to talk about happiness and what makes people happy and why some are more happy than others. But first, we're going to do our Rose and Thorn segment.
Rose and Thorn.
Rose is when something good happened in the week, and Thorn is what kind of wasn't so good, but we always got out of it
somehow
and made it bright.
A mangy moment that we made
better. Exactly.
Okay. So you want me to start?
You start.
I'll start. speaking of all the Facebook, this, that, Wrinkled Not Dead hit number one.
Yay!
The second time.
Yep.
And what a pleasure it was, too. We were so excited because we worked so hard. Last week, I have to say, we ground on this about motivation and all the things that we've learned about training and motivational work and how that's changed over the years. But anyway, bottom line is that's definitely a rose to hit number one. And I have to tell you, in the morning, about 5:30, when the dogs need to go out for the bathroom, I always look up where we are in our standings on Podomatic.
I know you do.
And so I was like, I don't want to wake her up now, but she'd probably want to be awake.
Well, to be number one is tough in self-help. So
okay,
there you go.
So that's great. All right, so the thorn, ants. What is it about ants? We live in Southern California, and I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but down here this year, it's like everything. There are ants everywhere.
It is crazy. If anybody has a organic way to keep ants away, would you please let us know on wrinklednotdead.com?
Yeah.
Just leave us a message, because it is crazy. We have dogs, so we don't want to do any kind of chemical spraying.
No, we don't. And so I don't know of one, and I should probably go foraging around, but I'll bet there's some great homeopathic solutions to this out there.
I hope
so. And people are going, wait, I'll get
hold
of them.
Please do.
Thank you.
That would be wonderful.
What's
my rose was I did my dog sitting last week again.
Yep.
And I absolutely love it, and it's a great way to make money. And I just feel like I'm really good at it.
You are good at it. You're extremely good at it. And I know it continues to be a rose for you, so you must really need it.
It really does. But it's interesting because I thought at this point in my life, I'm 60 years old, would I be dog sitting? And would I think that was beneath me or whatever? It is not. It's one of my dream jobs. So yeah. I'm happy about that.
Well, I'm delighted.
Now, my thorn, I have to say, I am so burned out from not being able to travel. Mm. We have not had a vacation coming up in October for 3 years.
Yeah,
and I mean, we have not gone anywhere for 3 years. We put our head down. We've been working on our podcast, which we love, rebuilding our business and just trying to get out of this hole. And I'm just starting to feel a few cracks. Mm-hmm. And I'm normally not a jealous person, and I'm not really jealous, but every single person we know is traveling.
Wow.
Whether it be to Europe or whether it be to a beautiful lake or a road trip.
No. You're following the theory of reflection, remember?
True.
Because now, because you have these feelings, everybody, you're right, you'll find everyone who's going out on a vacation, even if it's down the street to Chula Vista.
Exactly. And, you know, when you're on vacation, you can let go
and be
a child and not be responsible. And for 3 years, we've been focused, and responsible.
Yeah.
Not complaining, but I'm just saying there's some cracks in that. So
what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? I'm sick and tired of being, you know, well, not sort of a little bit irritable from time to time by not having time off. So I'm going to go to the time off segment.
Brilliant segue. Brilliant.
Time off. We try to find something that you guys can do, like us, if you don't have any money and you can't go on those fabulous vacations, that you can just kind of get away. So I came up with a great idea.
Oh, God.
For those of you who cannot go away on vacation,
yeah,
there's a great show called Rick Steves, and he travels the world.
He's very well known.
Very well
known. He's written tons of books. And
yep.
All that.
Yep. Yeah. And so my idea was to put on a Rick Steves travel to Italy, because that's one of my bucket lists. I really want to go to Venice, and I want to go to the south of Italy. Put a show on like that, grab a bottle of wine and some cheese.
Oh, sole mio, and listen to me sing Italian songs.
Exactly, and pretend we are going on this trip with Rick Steves.
Okay, I'll go along with you on this one, as long as we actually seek out one of those raffia-wrapped bottles of Chianti.
Exactly.
Like when we were kids.
Isn't it a good idea, though?
And you put a candle in it, because it was so special, because you had this stupid bottle of Chianti that somebody came up with a great idea. Let's make a basket out of it. Oh, it's great.
Isn't it a good idea, though, to just get away? And you know what I also do, you guys, for time off at night? I put on House Hunters International.
I know.
And that's on HDTV here in the United States. And these are people that decided to kind of start their life all over and go and live somewhere else.
Well, they got stones, I'm telling you. Some of these guys moved to, you know, the former Soviet Union or something, but they do it, you know.
Yeah, and I watched one last night where this couple saved for many years, and then they decided to go to France, but just outside in the countryside.
Okay.
And they wanted to open up a bed and breakfast and a bakery. And they actually did it. And so that kind of takes you away somewhere else as well. So if you can't go on those vacations, again, turn on HDTV and watch House Hunters International, because it's fun.
They wanted to go and open a B&B and a bakery?
Yep. Yeah.
Then they're never going to sleep.
Well, the bakery would be beside the B&B, and part of the fun would be coming to learn how to make some bread.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool idea.
Very clever idea. Yeah. I love it. Okay, Jen's Health Minute. Oh, this is a good one.
Me again? Okay.
well, it isn't, because I'll share it with you. How about it? I'll start.
Okay.
Mint.
Love
now
it.
Now go.
Okay. I absolutely am obsessed with mint. And I thought, is it about mint that if it's in a salad or it's in some tea or it's in anything on top of some chocolate pudding, it makes me happy.
Really, though?
It really does.
Okay,
so I looked it up,
yeah, okay,
did some research, and found out that mint, fresh mint, promotes digestion.
It helps with weight loss, believe it or not.
It treats nausea and headache.
Hmm. Got to figure this out for your mom, because she gets nausea every now and again. Yeah, okay. Natural stimulant, believe it or not. Like you said, it makes you happy. Well, there's a reason for that.
It fights depression and fatigue.
Unbelievable. God, Do we have any in the house?
We do.
We do. It's growing in the house. That's right. We have some. Okay, great. Fantastic. Good to know for about a half an hour from now. Helps to improve memory. Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah. Gosh.
I'm loaded up today.
You really are.
I am going.
It promotes oral health. It's always in our toothpaste.
Yeah, it seems so. Mm-hmm. Although I used to love cinnamon toothpaste.
Hmm.
But now you don't find it very often anymore.
Well,
cinnamon's kind of gone.
There's
a reason. Okay, back to mint. The scent lifts your mood.
It sure does. If you smell mint, and actually I got to tell you, when I was buying the mint at the grocery store and it was on the conveyor, you know, the belt going through, the gal that was at the register said, "Oh my gosh, doesn't this smell so good?"
Huh.
And she kind of had a big smile on her face.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that
okay.
kind of cool?
Oh, okay. Good for your skin?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for your skin. And it helps to alleviate allergies and hay fever.
I'm going for it. I know we got that thing growing in there. Sometimes they don't grow that well in the house. But have you ever grown mint yourself?
My aunt did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. Years and years and years and years and years ago, in my neighborhood, somebody grew mint, and you almost cannot stop it. You have to put a border around the stuff, or it'll take over your whole yard.
Well,
I'm telling you, it's a tough, tough plant.
It's tough. It smells so good.
But it does smell great.
My aunt stopped growing it because the dogs kept peeing on it.
Oh, geez. Oh, no. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, fun fact.
Dear,
let's
dear.
Get out of that. But we got a fun fact here. You always keep saying this, but I'm going to take this one off the top because I love the space stuff. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night when it comes, the ISS, the International Space Station feed comes on. I'm going for it. I don't care what time it comes on. Really, 2:30 in the morning, if I wake up to go to the bathroom, I want to peek a look.
It's a pioneer in you.
Yeah, big deal. Mr. Pioneer, yeah. Okay. Well, I was a Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, International Space Station facts. I can hear you out there. Don't be bored. This is short, okay? The International Space Station is about three football fields long. And the livable area, this is something I was always interested in, is about 4 or 5 bedroom home, the same as the square footage of a house, the livable part. I mean, it spreads out over that whole 300 yards, but that's the space for the actual astronauts.
How many people are usually in that?
About a half a dozen.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's visible from Earth.
Wow.
Yeah, you can see the space station. Here on our latitude, you don't see it very often. But you can see it, particularly if it's just after sunset. You might be able to see it like you do sometimes you see comets or asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just after sunset's a good time to see satellites too, right? Remember, we used to do that all the time.
You used to
look for the satellites going across. Well, the space station is like one ginormous baby going around, and sometimes you can see it that way. I just love it.
And you know we have an eclipse coming up.
Oh, yeah.
In August. I believe it's August 20th or 21st. I'll look it up and I'll let you guys
know. Oh, yeah, because it's a big one.
It's a big one. It's going to be a full eclipse, so that's going to be interesting.
Last one we saw, my mom was down here and we were on the beach.
She was. And do not look up at that.
Yeah, do not. Yeah. There's not very many safe ways to do that.
There really isn't. You can't really look at it, but it has that weird...
Oh.
Everything goes not really dark, but just weird.
It is very spiritual,
all the
too.
Birds
kind of... Yeah, they go start roosting.
So we'll keep you posted on that to make sure you don't miss it.
But we digress. So you have one, too. You have a fun fact.
I do, and it has to do with happiness, which is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling actually makes your brain happy. It stimulates your brain and makes you happy, and consequently can help you live longer. So smiling does help.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so from a smile to a happy person, what we try to do when we take on one of these topics is we kind of define what's going on, right?
Right.
Now, we dug around. We found this guy. You found this. The guy's name is Duccio. That's what it says there, Duccio. And he's a blogger and he's a life coach, but he wrote a bunch of stuff. And then we've backfilled a bunch of our own experience in here because, you know, like last week's show, we worked on motivation, but part of that is the analysis of happiness. So what the heck is the definition of happiness? The feeling or showing pleasure or contentment is a loose definition. Everybody's is different.
And we have some guests coming up. Mm-hmm. We interviewed a bunch of people we'd like you to listen to. And it's they're talking about what makes them happy.
Hi, I'm Marie. And the thing that makes me most happy is being able to forget about myself and help somebody else.
I'm Lauren Everetts. And I'm most happy when I'm in bed with my dogs without a cell phone, watching a good movie or reading a good book, eating popcorn without salt, a side of dark chocolate if we're getting specific, and a grapefruit spindrift over ice with a lemon with my husband. So I'm not that picky, you know.
I'm Michael Bostic, and I'm most happy when I'm breathing. And I think that people really take breathing and life for granted. And if you have breath in 2017, you're doing well. There's a lot of people that aren't as fortunate, a lot of people in the dirt, a lot of people not making it. And if you have breath and you have life, then you have opportunity. And if you have opportunity, you have the ability to be happy.
Hi, my name is Kathy. And something that just made me happy today is I learned about a new rosé. So I'm going to be trying it sometime this afternoon because it's really hot out. It's called Rotas.
My name's Jan, and flowers make me happy.
Scott, surfing.
Okay, I'm Teresa. Made me happy. I have my grandchildren at home.
So your grandchildren make you so happy.
Yes, my grandchildren make me so happy.
Thank you, Teresa. You're such a good friend.
Oh, thank you.
Surfing.
But
that's Scott over at Gelson's.
Isn't that great?
He and his twin are guys who do bagging and groceries and stuff. They are the nicest young men. And he's, you know, I caught him. He was bringing a bunch of the buggies back into the store.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, this is perfect. Stop. You got to help me with this. So he thanks for his, oh, my name is Scott Surfing. Thanks, Scott. Man, thanks a lot. And he was off.
It was interesting.
It was a lot of fun doing it.
To hear basically what everybody had to say, it was not something that made them happy, but just being with people. Like Teresa, her grandchildren, and helping other people. I mean, it's simple. It's not things that make you happy. It's people that make you happy.
In fact, the happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. See?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so that's a pretty important point. In a sec, here we go. Some people are happy all the time. Really, honest to goodness, people are happy all the time. I don't know. It comes partially from where you were born and the history of your early days. That's a big leg up. Happy people focus on what they have, and unhappy people focus on what is missing. Yep. So you could be possibly born happy. If you're lucky enough to be born in a place that's safe and the environment is good, like we are in North America, let's not take this for granted. Happy people around us that support us and stimulate us, we're more likely to be happy. That kind of makes logical
sense.
It's
true. We were lucky.
Yeah. I mean, the roll of the dice, first of all. I mean, you could have been born in the Sudan, right? Exactly. Well, what are your chances of happiness there? I don't know.
Well, they say if you're born in a distressed environment, it's more likely that your life is not going to be easy and it's going to be more difficult to be happy. Mm. It's kind of luck. We obviously can't choose where we're born.
No.
But the good thing is, wherever we are born, whatever childhood we had, when we grow up, we all have the opportunity to be in charge of our life and be happy. It's a choice.
So, for us, let's face it, over the last 3 years, happiness has been one of those things that's been a struggle. So I'm going to say that all of this up to this point is correct, and that we have to listen to our own teaching here too. You know, we have to be able to follow the rules that and these guidelines that indicate what happiness is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunity to be in charge of your life and be happy is something that's easy to say, but it's extremely difficult to learn to be happy.
Yeah, and I think that you're stronger because of your hard times,
mm-hmm.
wiser because of your mistakes, and happier because you have come out of these sad experiences.
So reflecting back on the unhappiness can be something that makes you
exactly.
happy? Exactly. Oh.
You can say, look how far we've come.
Yeah, I know, but the perspective that's just hard to get at that perspective. Don't you agree?
It really is difficult.
Yeah.
But there are some people I've met that just glow happiness,
yeah.
and there's some people that are always negative. So is in there? Is it a brain thing? I don't know, possibly. But some of it is just pushing yourself to be that happy person, to try to look at your life as something, as a gift.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the point is that you're not likely to be happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'd probably be faking it, but back to training again. faking it till you make it is one of the tools of becoming a happy person. You know, it's just in your perspective on everything that occurs, and trying to be, you know, adult all the time is one of the problems. We'll get to that when we have solutions to this, by the way. We're not just laying it out there about the happiness thing.
Well, we said be, do, have. If you want to be happy, you have to do these things to have.
In order to be happy.
And as you notice, one of the ladies on our show that said what made her happy was making other people happy.
Yeah, that was Marie.
Marie.
Yeah.
And she is a dog groomer, and she loves dogs, but she said, I'm not happy doing stuff for me. I'm happy doing things for others.
It must be said that she is one of the cheerful ones, though.
She really is.
And although I'm sure she works at it, you know?
Yeah.
You know? So here are a few just kind of bullet points on what we're talking about here. Life is full of habits, definitely, definitely, definitely. The idea is to try to make happiness one of them, right?
Exactly. And they're suggesting not to be overly emotional. Just have faith.
But faith in what? That great things will happen?
Have faith that it's going to happen. Intention again.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
It's
things,
intention.
Intention. It's going to happen. Things are going to be good. Many of us have faith, you know, that God is there as well, and God is guiding us.
Yeah.
Whatever your faith may be, have faith that it's going to work out. Life is short. Grab it and know that everything's going to be okay.
Don't think, never give up. Keep trying. That's the word. The key word is never give up.
Okay. So the key word is you don't put your head in never give up. You put your head in I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep going. So you take the never out of it and it's I'm going to keep trying.
Oh, I get it. I was misstating that.
Nope.
Wasn't I?
No. It's the thing
is. Say it again then.
The thing is not to think, don't think never give up. Think, I'm going to keep trying.
Oh, I get it now. I
got
it.
That's the key word, trying and going forward.
It's a different approach to, okay, now I get it. That's actually, you got to think about that one for a minute, don't you?
You do.
You really do. Don't make things overly complicated. Keep things simple. Now, that is easier said than done, too.
Well, it is a KISS simple, remember? With the KISS formula?
Keep
it simple solution or something.
No, we always said the KISS formula was keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
And now we were dumped on for that, of course, because it's not PC to say that. But I agree with the formula. It's just, you know, you let your mind go in the middle of the night about things. And, you know, we've been in our, remember the show about fear?
Yeah.
And how things would come across in your brain and these things that loom so large at the middle of the night and turn out to be, you know, not that bad.
Well, if you listen to what everybody said, what makes them happy are the simple things.
Yeah.
It's not the complicated
things.
The lady
about the flowers.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the simple things. And I think that the happiest people, they say, are the people that sort of live in today. They go one step at a time rather than to project so far into the future that fear and the unknown, you know, comes out of the dark.
Now, I have a... No, I don't know. It's going to sound not PC either, but I think the more clever you are, the more brilliant you are, the more easy it is to fall into that projection thing and seeing things down the road and all that that may or may not happen, but focusing on what's, you know, the possible horrible outcome. You know?
Well, look at children.
Yeah.
Children
are
fundamentally happy most of the time.
Yeah.
And that is because they don't overthink things, because they can't. Their brain is still building.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't take things too seriously. Laugh at problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
There's a lot of people that I know are really good at that. And
I envy them.
Me too.
I do. Because, you know, like most of the things that we always focus on, and I'm saying about you and myself as well, because we're like this, are things that could, the worst possible scenario is this. Well, most times that doesn't happen. When are you going to get a noggin, Mike, and just say, wait a second. Just kind of take it easier. Look, laugh at this problem because it's likely to disappear.
Yeah, you need to laugh. I remember my fifth grade teacher telling me, you take life too seriously, young lady. You've got to let it go and enjoy life because trust me, it's short and you got to go out there and have fun. And I've never forgotten that.
Yeah, I know you've mentioned that to me over the years. And it really did have an impact on you,
didn't
it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sort of stops me when I get into that wheel of worry and taking everything so seriously.
Bad cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't always be a grown-up. Ha ha, here's Jan. Don't always be a grown-up. Stay as youthful as a kid. go out and play. Well, we've got to do that. I'm back to the Rick Steves thing. I mean, we got to figure this out. So.
Yeah, it's important to go out and just have fun and play. And I was talking to Teresa after she said that being with her grandkids makes her happy.
Yeah.
She said when she goes out with her grandkids, she plays with them. She plays as if she's one of them. And she remembers what it was like then to be young and have fun and just carefree. She plays in the sand. She builds sandcastles at the beach with them. And you need to do those kind of things. And kids help you to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
What do you do when you're older and your kids are grown and your grandkids are grown? You still have to find that youthful happiness because life is simple.
Find an inner child thing again. Ooga booga, but it's true.
The happiness there is simple.
I know. Now we're coming up to this isn't where I do the end of the show quotes, but this is so brilliant. I'm glad that it's in this segment. If you're not happy with your life, you need to make some changes. Well, here it is. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. I'm going to let you deliver the famous Albert Einstein quote on that.
Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah.
And we do that. We get on that wheel.
I know.
That hamster wheel.
It's so dumb.
And we think that something different is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And this is why we started the podcast, because we couldn't stay on that hamster wheel of the same way of advertising and the same way of trying to do business, because we weren't getting anywhere.
No.
Things were just changing.
The hamster wheel was coming off the rails.
So you have to get off and you have to feel uncomfortable. And when you feel uncomfortable, beyond that is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that is excitement.
I buy that.
Mm-hmm.
I buy that. Great. Now we just have to feel it. go out and do what you're talking
about.
Well,
exactly.
But we are. This is a struggle. It's not. Nobody's making that this is easy to do. This is a daily, probably hourly effort for most people.
It truly is. And as we get older, a lot of our listeners are older.
Yeah.
We get more fearful and we think time is running out. And but that is a time when you need to stop and really be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying that we know all the answers to happiness.
Yeah.
All we know is that happiness comes from simple things.
Yeah.
And so when you're in the simple thing, say, this is what it's all about. It's not having to jet set somewhere and be in a fancy restaurant. It's being at home, watching a good show, being out in your garden.
Rick Steves. Or Rake.
Try
One
it.
Of our favorite. Yeah, try it. Go ahead. So remember when.
Well,
little pause, dramatic pause, because this is where I start the hokey music. Cue hokey music. Ah, see, it's a cute tune, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Okay, so anyway, remember when. Go ahead.
Well, I remember when, and again, this is going back to happiness and simplicity.
Okay.
When I think of happy memories, it is when we would, as kids, all pile in the station wagon and drive.
The Bel Air, what is it?
I forget what the station wagon was.
Chevy had to be.
It's probably a Chevy. Yeah, my dad used to have Impalas, but then we had a station wagon, and we would drive. I remember going to Massachusetts, but along the way we would stay in motels,
little
cheap motels with the pool in the center courtyard.
Yeah.
You know,
the water hadn't been changed since the early
30s. We didn't care as long as we had a pool to swim in. And you know what the big thing was, Mike?
No.
The vending machine.
Oh,
with the Coca-Cola or the Sprite or the 7-Up.
Yeah.
Being able to go and get a cold soda from the soda machine.
Oh, wow. I do remember that kind of stuff.
Remember that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you bet.
And, you know, you'd fight in the car on the way, but...
Oh, yeah. I'll turn this car around.
Yeah.
Was your family one with the bottle to pee in?
No, that was you.
That was me.
Yeah, no, because you had all boys.
I know. So.
A girl can't do that. But my dad would say, if you guys don't shut up, I'm going to come and box your ears.
Box your ears.
But we had a great time.
Oh, dear.
By the time we got there, we did simple things.
Yeah. Just a sec. Can I get rid of the hokey music now? Okay, good. Hokey music's gone.
We would do simple things, and the memories are great. Just having the soda is what sticks out in my mind.
Okay. Now, why has this become one of our favorite segments?
I don't know, because I guess we want to be childlike.
Well, we're working on it.
Don't always be grown up. Stay as youthful as a kid. Go out and play.
Well, we are. This is our playtime
exactly.
During the show. Okay. How about making forts in the basement? That's what we used to do, because they were kind of a clump of brothers, like the three older ones in my family. There were five, but the three older ones, we were close enough in age that we would definitely, hang out together all the time. So down the basement of our place, my dad had kind of semi-finished it off, and so there was it was more like what they used to call a rumpus room, and we would build forts down there. And we would take the sofa cushions and start to fabricate from the deck of the sofa, start to build out and get cardboard boxes and stuff like that, and maybe plastic wrap. What was it? Even plastic wrap around then? I guess so. Anyway, whatever the materials were at hand, we would make forts, and one person would have to attack the fort. The others would repel the invader, right? So here's a story. Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Where's your dragon?
I don't know. I wish I had a damn dragon. I wish the day this happened, I had a dragon. I went out from the fort. I don't know if I've told you this story before. I went out from the fort, and one of my brothers wrapped his arms around my legs. The other one came flying from across the room, smacked into me, grabbed me around the arms, and I face-planted right into the cement floor. Took out my two front teeth on a Saturday morning. No dentist working. We had to scrounge up a guy. It was just awful. You could see the teeth go skittering across the room. Wow. Isn't that a vivid memory?
Well, this is a remember when that you enjoy.
Well, see, these are not teeth.
I don't understand boys.
These are
I just don't.
Teeth.
I don't understand boys. Girls, remember when's are traveling in the family station wagon. Boys are losing their teeth in a fight.
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. And I was just about old enough so that it really made a difference because I was starting to notice girls. And here's this guy looking like the Fang, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Okay. That was but we digress, right? Okay, so just for fun. I dug up a quote from Stephen Wright over the week and posted it for our friends out there.
Stephen Wright is a brilliant stand-up comic.
But he has this dry observational wit. So I posted, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving may not be for you.
That's a good one.
And people, yeah, it was good enough that suddenly there was a deluge of quotes from Stephen Right. You want to read one? Go take one, the humidifier one.
Oh, I bought a humidifier and a dehumidifier for my birthday. I put them both in the same room and let them fight it out.
I hate it when my foot falls asleep during the day because that means it's going to be up all night. So this is what ensued. This is what I love Facebook and social media because all your buddies on there just start to dump all over it and just have a good time and have fun. And be happy.
Be happy.
Yeah,
as simple things like that.
I
so
know.
You got to just go out there and let it be a kid again.
Okay. So back to the seriousness of the program. Every minute that you are angry is 60 seconds you lose of happiness. Oh, my God.
Well, that's interesting.
That's actually quite
so every
poignant.
Minute you're angry is 60 seconds you lose of happiness.
Yeah.
Those
yeah, I know.
Up.
So get rid of that stupid anger. It's not doing you any good.
It doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay.
When you love what you have everything you need.
Okay, so make me happy. Do this for me.
Okay. Famous last words, guys. On my deathbed, this is what I'm going to say. I left $1 million under the... Thanks for listening. And remember, we weren't born yesterday.